Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for November the 28th. Today's devotion is entitled, Living as Those Who Truly Know Jesus. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 20. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. Peter warns of those who, after escaping the corruption of the world through knowledge of Christ, become re-entangled and again dominated by sin. In context, they most likely refers to immature believers who have been enticed by false teachers. These individuals experienced outward moral change and temporary relief from sin's influence through exposure to the truth of Jesus. Yet rather than maturing in faith, they return to their previous way of living and sin regains control. Another view is that these individuals were never truly saved. Their initial response to Christ was superficial, an intellectual acknowledgement rather than genuine saving faith, like the dog returning to its vomit and the sow to wallowing in the mud. They revert to their former behavior because their inner nature was never truly changed. Either interpretation highlights that their latter condition is worse because they sin against light rather than in ignorance. Jesus taught this same principle. He said, "That servant who knew his master's will but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given of him, much will be required." Greater knowledge carries greater responsibility, and if rejected, brings greater accountability. As believers, we must not drift or become spiritually complacent. Having received the knowledge of Christ, we are called to walk in it. Let us guard against being entangled again by sin and instead grow daily in the saving knowledge of Jesus, living as those who truly know and love their Master. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for revealing the truth to us through Christ. Help us walk in obedience and not return to the old ways from which you have delivered us. Keep us growing in the knowledge and holiness of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.